Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome.
Try to intro this, I guess. Okay, here we go. If the Out Now Nights, it's back. We're doing it again.
Nights.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's do it.
A little more spoiler heavy, guys. We're going to talk a little about the World's End. Here we go. World's End. Okay, so the ending of this film. So the guys make it to the World's End, and then the credits roll. It's crazy.
Spoilers.
To sum it up, they make it to the World's End bar. The bar lowers into I guess the robot alien stronghold.
Bill Nighy.
Bill Nighy emerges as the voice of the aliens or whatever. He explains the whole plot. They get into an argument with Gary and the others and Nick Frost and Patty Considine's characters. They get in a huge argument over the robots, the plagues or whatever they're trying to Starbuck the Earth. Try to make it all just perfect and ideal, and if that involves making everyone robots, so be it, but that proves to be too difficult, apparently, and they can get into a huge argument with Simon Pegg arguing how stubborn Earth is and how it's not worth the time and that they'd rather stick that way. Eventually, the robots get just angry. They leave. Because of them leaving, the whole world goes into a dark age type
place. Because they've taken all the technology
with them. So it's Road Warrior.
Internet, cell phone.
Everything's gone to hell.
All the good stuff.
The various characters are all wrapped up, and we lastly get to Simon Pegg's character Gary emerging with the younger versions of his old friends, ordering waters, and challenging anyone to get in their way.
Yeah, he's turned into what's his face, Aragorn.
Yeah, he's like
he's got like giant sword and everything too.
Yep.
Yeah. I had no idea where that was going. Was he trying to fight for justice at the end there? I'm not exactly sure.
I think it was their way of showing that he'd grown up and choosing sobriety, but still having it the post-apocalyptic. But I, like the whole thing at the end is, you know, he's an alcoholic, he's got all these problems, he's self-harming, he's doing all of this, yet he's belligerent, he never admits to being wrong, and they throughout the film, they treat these as bad traits, yet these are the traits that save, quote-unquote, save the world, or destroy it, depending on how you view it. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, why should he have gone to sobriety, since being a drunk saved the world?
And about the sobriety thing, again, you know, you see him in, like, the AA meeting, or, like, in a hospital psychiatric
It was a psychiatric hospital, because he apparently tried to commit suicide.
Yeah, he's also got the tags on his wrist for the hospital stay, and then they kind of like, it's kind of weird how he enables himself, and, you know, he does use that word enabler with Simon, or Nick Frost, later in the movie.
Simon Frost?
Yeah, Simon Frost. It's gooey and delicious. and then you get to the end, and it's just, he has like a very heartfelt moment. It's like, hey, this is basically the best time of my life, and I just wanted to relive it before I presumably kill myself with this 12th pint. So I don't know if that's what they were... if that's what they intended, if the writing was like saying, hey, like, you know, if you drink this last one, you're going to die, buddy. And I'm really sad because I really like you as a friend.
David, do you have thoughts on the ending?
Yeah, I think the way it works for me, addressing what Brenda's problems are, is that the problem is not that he needs to be a drunk or whatever, but that he needs, he's a person who needs to find his own way to healthiness. And, you know, that's why he complains about being in the hospital. He says, you know, they told me when to go to bed or, you know, and, I think the point of the movie is that, you can't be, I guess, prescriptivist toward, someone like him, that you have to, that he has to find his own way into growing up. I guess that ties back into my earlier theory that the three movies tell one long story about growing up, late in life. And so I think that's why it is important that he's drinking water at the end, even though, yes, his being a drunk, belligerent asshole, you know, made the aliens go away. he still learned something from the situation. On the other hand, he's still hanging out with the versions of his friends from 20 years ago. He's still living in the past. He's still got some growing to do. He's not a whole person yet. But I think that's the point, is that you can't force someone to be a better person.
I would certainly, I mean, I certainly, yeah, I the ending's not, like, super clean to me, I would say, but it certainly gave me a lot to think about when, upon leaving the theater, as opposed to, I mean, as much as I love Shaun of the Dead's my favorite of the three, easily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I don't, like, ever think about, like, the themes or what have you in those other movies, but the World's End, I think, is the most, it has a lot of interesting things going on in it, especially how it wraps itself up, which gave me the most to think about, I would say, as opposed to the other films. And, like, yeah, so, and I largely agree with what David just said, but, I mean, it's, I was more interested in just, like, the how dire the consequences were because of Simon Pegg's actions, like, because he disagrees with something and argues his point, not to, like, an intellectual extent, but just to the extent of, I'm just too annoying for you to disagree with me anymore.
Yeah, he's just being belligerent. And,
which leads to the end of the world, which leads to the movie living up to its title. And it's certainly, it's a great length to go from, even from just having, like, robots taking over a town to the entire world no longer having anything in terms of technology, but it only having the means to support yourself by Dark Ages technology. So it's like a huge shift. And then it even comes to, like, a whole different genre if you turn into, like, Road Warrior, which is what, like, Simon Pegg's apparently doing with his friends as he goes on water pub crawls and, like, I guess kills anyone that's racist against robots. In the
right.
They're not robots. Don't you know what robot means?
Sorry, blank.
It means slave.
But it,
minutes is better than smashy Eggman.
Smashy Eggman. It's certainly the consequences are dire based on these actions.
They really are, and I really didn't expect that at all because I was thinking, this is the way that they're just going to end it is all the robots turn off, and then they just drive out of the place, and they just sit down and see a bloody mess of a. Newton Hall or wherever they live, and then maybe that's the end of the movie, and then they have that prologue, and it's just wow, this is like a rehash of The Darkest Hour. But
yeah, to be quick, this is the second time the word prologue has been used. It's an epilogue.
Yes.
Oh, epilogue. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. The epilogue is used there.
A skull, but
my English teacher would be upset.
But speaking of the darkness and the consequences, I kept thinking that by the end, Martin Freeman and Eddie Marsan would come back.
Me too. You know?
But then,
no, everybody dies.
Yeah, but they've been turned into molds. They're just dead. Dark.
Yeah, they're just dead, and it's not really.
Yeah,
that was very sad.
Yeah, when Bill Nye is telling them what happens, and then you know they see Rosamund Pike, and he's like, "Did you find out what happened to my brother?" He's like, "Yeah, I'll tell you later." And it's like. Oh,
he had what's his name? Like he had Basil in the background saying, "Don't ask me what they do with them," like the whole time.
I like
Crazy Straw.
One.
Not so crazy now, huh?
He's like the crazy straight character. Yeah.
We haven't talked. We didn't talk about Martin Freeman at all, actually. But I really liked Martin.
Actually, yeah, I thought about that.
He's
like,
adorable.
He is.
Yeah. I thought about that when you were talking about it later. I was like, you know, they're all very good, like. Comedic actors and actors in general, and then when they have like those the very serious part where everyone is talking about what's going on at the end there, it's like they have really good lines. Like Martin Freeman has like a really good line about the way that just the way that he delivers it, and then he puts his hands in it together just the way that Eddie does as well, and it's just they're really good actors.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, he died. His head is left shattered, which is almost depressing too.
Yeah, it's
because he doesn't have eyes anymore.
He's still trying to sell houses.
Yeah, sure. Should have had that warm body thing where they started dating each other.
Aww.
And then promptly like destroy that wall because with the zombie threat, we'll never return. So we might as well just get rid of our entire structure for surviving.
But what I was talking about earlier is it's really interesting if you put the three movies together, and I don't think that they really go that well, but the end of the human race, and then they get taken over by this weird cult, and then now they're all just robots at the end.
Yeah. Well, but with the end of Shaun, they manage it. Like, it's all, it kind of sorts itself out to conforming with this zombie epidemic.
Yeah, they help putting away the shopping trolleys.
Yeah, society still carries on. They just have, I mean, they have game shows with them. They play around with the zombies.
He still has his best friend.
They learn to manage it. Yeah, he still has his best friend. So Hot Fuzz is just everyone becomes fascist. Like, that's the end of Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
It's like they've turned the village community into a fascist society. And it all works
for the greater good, man.
For the greater good.
But yeah, I just thought that it was a kind of a weird story. I do want to see it again just so that I can pick up on some of the pieces. But
it does slow down dramatically when it gets to the last pub, because you have this intense conversation as they're fighting, as Nick Frost and Simon Pegg are fighting each other.
But I like that.
Because it's solid, because the movie's so well character focused, I think, throughout. That's why I think it pays off. And
I guess that I was kind of thinking that they were going to, like, all of them were going to agree to do that pub crawl, you know, just to finish it out. And that'd be the extent of the movie, where it's like, oh, we have to do this, and things are just going to start to escalate. But at the end of the last one, there's going to be like a giant battle sequence. But it kind of just turns out to be one man's wish, and that's Simon Pegg's character. And everyone else is like, dude, just leave it alone. We just got to get the hell out of here.
And yet they find a way to make the pub crawl work into everything they have to do.
Right, yeah. It's like, where's this car? The Beast. It's like, oh, you won't believe it. We have to go through, like, whatever the bar's name is. The King's Head. Yeah.
But anyway, he orders waters. I mean, he's not drunk anymore.
It's like a lion eating hummus.
That doesn't make any sense. I like that line, though. It's like, you're drinking rainwater. Like, yeah, I never thought of it that way, but yeah, I guess it is.
You're drinking rain.
Yeah, you're drinking rain. Yeah, it's like, I guess that it is what that is. Thanks, science.
All right.
Yeah.
So we've gotten that part out. So everyone that was waiting in anticipation for our thoughts on the ending, there you have it. So
yeah.
I'm gonna just wrap. There you go. That's
and
all I need.
That's how we
end it. There it is.
Dang it.
Stopping now. Just wrap. An evil structure, a terror conductor, a lethal weapon constructed by cretins. Really minded man, maniac or Satan. Use what your blood must be spilled. Millions dying, no shame they're crying. No matter spying, the plans are locked away. The times are right. Oh no, no way. Violence loving it, the thought of dropping it. Mass destruction at the push of a button. Think about the aftermath. Who gives a shit? Violence done to the void to trap in it. Make a thumb bomb, no chance of rocking it. Get up, speak up, no pandemonium. 20 seconds to call.
in my kingdom. Beaver, you can't, not USA. Those who don't play. Now I'm back again to catch my children. Sniff on the chill them, lick up on the high and then kill them. Wait, he said to comply. 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 This town!